This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We have reached another week. It is Monday morning. It is March 24th. We are at 6:03. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
How the weather? We've skipped that today. Windy in 40s. I mean, you know. Let's move on. But what do we have? Let me see. What is it? Hold on. This is my countdown. 15 days till the home opener.
Oh, yes.
I mean, baseball is back later this week, but we're not at home until April 8th. So, that, like, that's my countdown. People count the spring and that type of thing. But hopefully, I always think home opener, it's going to be 70 and lovely. It's not. Just mentally, that's where
you
I'm at.
You do always think that. That is for sure. And I feel like a lot of times, though, we do get sunshine but cold.
Which I will take. I would take sunshine and cold. We'll see what happens. We're still a couple of weeks away from that. We certainly hope your weekend was a good one. You can always reach out to us, Jen and Tim Show, Star 102 on all the socials. Speaking of that, we will have Stevie on the socials coming up. And a new fish was revealed on Friday. Maybe you could partake in that on a on a Fish Fry Friday. I understand it's early. Fish Fry Friday's end of the week. It's just something you might want to consider for the end of the week. So I want you to – I want your – I want your options to be open.
I don't know that this is really the thing. Oh, I mean, we don't need to address
this. I got it early to grab audio and everything else. It will definitely be
perfect.
A thing. Yeah.
That's great. So, I'm so excited.
There's just some things that happen maybe at the end of the show that just really need repurposed, and this is one of them. A new fish, a possible option for your Fish Fry Friday. That is coming up. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Still there.
Same one since January.
You can do it. Today's the day. Oh, today's the day. It could be the day. We gave you those hints. Really good ones. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. Your guess is next. Oh, today could be the day. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good.
Good. I can't wait to get your guess for dead guy in an envelope, because after that guess, I was yelled at the mall when I was there this weekend. Somebody yelled at me at the mall, and it had to do with this game.
Oh, that is exciting.
I have to get to that next, but we would love your guess. What's today's guess? He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope that has been in the studio for about 2.5 months.
Bob Marley.
That's a great guess. It's not Bob Marley.
Oh, not Bob Marley. Why did I get yelled at? That's next on Star 102. Somebody from across the mall was yelling, Jimmy Hoffa!
At you?
It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Yeah, I was at Great Lakes Mall over the weekend, and I hear this, I don't know, it's a group, it's a family, it's either three, four, five people in the family, something like that. I at least saw three of them, because they were from here, I don't know, like several feet away. And I hear this, you know, they're just screaming, Jimmy Hoffa, that's who it is. That's who's in the envelope. I know who you are. So,
I know who you are.
What is happening right now? And then, because at first, until they said the envelope, I had no idea somebody was screaming at me. I said, are they listening to the show? Is it, you know, I don't know what the reason was until they revealed that who it has to be in the envelope. That's who it has to be in the envelope. I said, oh, okay. I'm not telling you. I'm not telling you who it is.
Were you afraid that they were going to further complain that this game is ridiculous and too long?
They loved the game. Because then I went over and talked to them. They loved the game. That was their guest. And I said, I know we only take one guest a day, but you get kind of gave your guest the mall. I feel right. like I should go on the air with that. I appreciate you listening. It's very cool that you know who we are. You wake up, you're part of our early morning crew. I just thought that was very cool. And also, when somebody's yelling Jimmy Hoffa at you from across the mall, you kind of... You know, you kind of get down.
Yeah,
you duck.
Right.
To be honest, I didn't know what was going on.
Did you
idea.
Say, did you tell them yes or no if it's Jimmy Hoffa in the envelope?
I didn't tell them anything because they stood there. It was so funny because you know how I am with this game. I have had my mother-in-law ask me who it is in the envelope, and I will not tell her.
No.
Like, this is very secretive. We come up with the name. It's in the envelope, and it's been in there. So when they said Jimmy Hoffa, and I started walking over to them when they said it was in the envelope, I said, oh, okay, they clearly listened to the show, and they're part of the early morning crew, and we love our early morning crew. So when they said it, Jimmy Hoffa's in the envelope! There's just this very eerie pause, expecting me to come back with a yes or no.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't say anything.
You didn't?
Thank you for listening to the show. I appreciate you being a part of the show. You are epic that you were up this early, whether you're waking up, you're going to sleep, whatever reason you are listening from 6 to 6:15, 6 to 6:30. I love you for that.
And it's interesting because I don't think anybody's guessed that. So, I mean, someone's going to have to call and guess it now to find out whether or not.
Yes. We have Bob Marley. So that was the guest. And then Jimmy Hoffa. I'm also going to put that on the list because that was kind of a in person. I was scared of the guest at first.
Of course. So, of course.
I did not get their names. I should have got their names, but I appreciate you listening. And thank you for screaming at me across the mall. I appreciate that. I cannot wait. I know we're 2 hours away. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, to get some questions answered about how 8 days can go to almost 300 days in space.
I pre-wrote some questions. Did you? Because I'm nervous.
No, because I'm not smart enough. I wrote, the show layout, everything else. And I thought to myself, no, I'm going to be good. I'm actually going to have the conversation with Jen that we really only need to ask probably three total questions, as in
between the both of us.
Yes, that can air. We're like,
well,
it's gonna
I
be,
have five. And that was hard. That was difficult. That was difficult.
Again, can you give me one? If it's not in front of you, you don't have to.
Yeah, it's right in front of me. Why haven't we heard much about them since they're back?
Okay.
That's my first one.
Well, that's your first one.
Well, I don't know.
My first one was, what happened? Which is not a very direct question, and I feel is going to lead, because he's very intelligent, is going to lead to a 90-second to 2-minute answer. I feel like I need to narrow it down, like, why do you recycle your pee to drink? Star 102.
Don't worry, that's in there too. But seriously, am I missing something? Have you heard anything about them?
No, I just saw.
What's going on?
All you see is all the AI and all these things of, especially both astronauts, what they looked like on their way up, what they look like on the way down for being up there for almost 300 days and look like they've aged, right? I mean, wouldn't you? If you're space for 9, 10, I mean, however long that is. So I've seen a lot of that. I saw the landing and everything and the retrieval. And then
that's the last thing we saw.
Nothing.
The retrieval. Like, where are they? What are they doing to them? Are they okay? Why haven't we heard anything yet? Do they have to pass like so many tests? You see, there's so many layers. This is the problem, because that's like my first focus. But then there's the focus of them being up there. Like you said, the recycling of the,
maybe they are also being studied. I don't know how often that NASA sends somebody up there and they are up there that long. It could be yearly. It could be secret project. I have no idea. I'm not a part of the program. But maybe it's this, wow, we got them.
Yeah.
Let's see what it did to their bone density and to their muscle mass and to their eyes and to, I mean, whatever it might be, floating around up there for 280 days.
Or do they already have a deal like with Netflix and they're making a show about it and they can't talk about it yet? Or what? Like,
it's now Under Armour sponsored their helmets.
Right. Like, why? Where are they? What's happening? What? I want an update. Like, that is what I need to know right now.
You ask your five questions. You do what you need to do.
No, come on. We can, you, why? Because all you want to ask about is recycled
I just think we're,
body
no,
fluids.
No, I think we're going to have similar questions, and I think it's going to be great, and we appreciate him. He's retired, former part of the NASA Research Glenn Center here in Cleveland. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show, a fish you never considered eating, coming up at 7:10 for your Fish Fry Friday.
I made a mistake.
Can't wait to get to that.
I made a mistake.
That's at 7:10. You don't want to miss it. Also, your chance to win Jonas Brothers tickets at 9:22. You don't want to miss that. Also, you don't want to miss Stevie on the socials, which is next.
So there's a girl on TikTok who is called out her boyfriend for the way he handles the detergent when washing laundry, and it kicked off a debate about the right way to do it.
I think he's right. I think he's right. I think that he might be right. I think he might be onto something. Taking a lot of heat, but I think he might be onto something. Agree or disagree, that's next.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the Socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
So a surprising debate has washed up on social media about how to handle getting the laundry detergent into the washing machine. So it started with a woman posting a TikTok video calling her boyfriend out for the way he does it. So the text on the video read, "Help, I just asked my boyfriend where the cap for the detergent is, and he said, oh, I just fill it up and throw it in." So then it goes to a clip of him reading, like, it was like a Gain bottle of detergent. He was reading the back of it because he was convinced he was correct and that that's what the instructions actually say. And he was certain he was doing it the right way. The girlfriend said it was not normal. So then the comments, it turns out a lot of people had strong opinions about this. So many comments came in, and majority thought it was weird, but some agreed with him. Someone even commented saying, "Girl, don't make me defend this man." Another one said, "I have done this my entire life." Another one shares, "It keeps the cap from getting sticky and gross, and you use every last drop." Others were quick to agree with the girlfriend that her man's method is crazy, saying, "Girl, I've never heard of anyone doing this either. This blew my mind." And then someone said, "Y'all in the comments just now made this one up. No one does this." And then someone said, "Do you people also bake measuring cups inside your bread?"
That's
which I
funny.
Thought was a great comparison.
I feel like I'm on the wrong side of this argument because I myself have done this forever.
Okay,
I pour
that's
it
so
into the tray. I pour it. There's like a tray, right? Mm-hmm. Like a little drawer.
Yes.
And you pour the detergent into there. And then I throw the cap in for that exact purpose that you read one of the comments mm-hmm. that... You get, then it's not
sticky
and then you get all the last detergent. I throw it in there every single time. Every time I do it.
So that's interesting because the first time I ever saw someone do this was my mother. She does it too. I was watching her do laundry. Like I was like in college and I was home for the weekend and I was like, "What are you doing? Why did you just throw the cap in there?" Like I thought she was just losing her mind.
Right.
She was like, "Oh, I always do it. Gets all the liquid out. It's not, you don't have the gunky cap."
Yeah, because that cap does get gunky,
yeah,
and then the longer it sits, it gets very thick. And it was my mother that actually did it too. That's why I do it.
I have never heard of this until I saw that on TikTok.
Really?
Ever. But that it makes sense because you have a massively sticky, nasty.
Yeah, I get it.
Cap.
Right?
There's
yeah.
no way because all of it does not get off of the cap. It's a thicker detergent or whatever. Oh,
you always have a clean cap.
Though.
Why? There's nothing bad. What could go wrong?
I keep feeling like it's going to break into shrapnel or like
doesn't.
Okay,
it's like, yeah, I'm afraid of that or like just seems unsanitary. I don't know.
It doesn't bend. It doesn't. Well, like it's just fine through the.
I think it depends on your detergent. Like if you kind of cheap out on the detergent, which I've learned over. That's one of the things where you get what you spend.
Right.
There. Now I buy the nicer detergent.
Like Gain with Gane.
Right.
But you got
it. You can't buy the Gane Gain. Like if you get that, the lids may be a lesser plastic and they do warp, but. Like right now, I have the Persil or Persil or however you say that, which I really like.
Never.
I've really gotten
How's
into.
How's that cap?
The cap is great. A nice thick red cap doesn't warp. Goes right in there, gets cleaned out.
We should be paying more attention to the caps. Like who cares? I mean, yeah, okay, fine. It smells or this or non-scented. Like you all have your brand. You're very brand aware, but we got to pay more attention to the caps.
You got to be cap aware.
I'm just too afraid to do it. I don't know.
So you just live with the gunky lid?
Yeah, I mean.
It sounds like a country song.
Not that. I don't keep it that gunky.
But even the cleanest person still has a gunky cap. All right, please. Please. Anybody else? Just one person that's part of our early morning crew that's listening that throws the cap into the washer. I would love to do it. I would love to know. Who's throwing the cap into the washer? That's really what we're talking about. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
So I do it. My mom always did it, so I always did it. And Erica is like next level on this. She sent us a message. To the Jen and Tim Show Facebook page, she says, "I save the cap for my empty carton, so I have two lids. I pour into one lid, throw the whole thing in the washer, then cap the detergent with the second lid. This is like next level."
I have never heard of this until I saw it on TikTok, and then it's obviously Stevie on the social. She had it just a few minutes ago. So once again, for anybody just joining us, you do what? You have a liquid detergent for the washing machine.
A liquid detergent, pour it in. I have like my washer has like a little drawer you put the detergent into. I pour the detergent into the little drawer from the cap.
So we all do that, I would imagine. Or something similar.
And I use way less detergent ever since we talked to the laundry guy on our show like a few years ago. I feel like he taught me a lot. Then I take the cap and I throw it right into the wash so it gets completely clean so I never have a gunky cap.
You doing this?
Well, I have a wash tub right next to my washer, so I rinse it out.
Are you going to now try the new Jen and Tim show method of throwing the cap into the washing machine?
I am not.
Jen says it's fine. It's very durable. It doesn't break or anything. I guess it's a thing.
Well, because my mom did it, I just always thought it was normal, you know?
Well, I get that, but boy, I've never heard that before.
Try it once and call us back.
Yeah, let us
just
know.
Just one time.
Clean cap.
It might be a whole new you.
All right, I'll do it.
I just feel like this is something I do not want to start. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Throwing the cap in the washing machine. Just letting it go,
like it.
Doing the cycle. I'll start making those Duncan Hines brownies. I start throwing the bag into the brownie mix.
No, don't do that.
I don't know where to end.
It's not the same.
I don't know where to end. I've never even heard of this until today.
Hashtag clean cap.
So you're doing what? You have laundry. You have, obviously, like a liquid detergent we're talking about. And then what happens?
And then you pour it into your little drawer. And then you just throw the cap right in with the wash so it cleans the cap.
You doing this?
I don't use a cap at all. And how I do that is I buy the big bottle with the spout. And I have the drawer, so I pull it to the drawer, fill it over the drawer, and lift it back up and push it back on my washer. So I don't use a cap at all.
Oh, so you don't do the measuring using the lines on the cap?
Correct, because the drawer has the measurement on the, you know, in the drawer part.
Oh, yeah,
that makes sense too.
So here's the thing with homemade meals: eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's 40 degrees in Broadview Heights, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Cleveland Orchestra has released their plans for this season at Severance Music Center. It will begin September 26th through the 28th. Full season runs through May. Segway recalling about 220,000 of its scooters sold across the U.S. And immediately, Tim, I thought of you with this story because I thought of all the scooters downtown. No, not because I thought of all the scooters downtown. And I thought of how you always say they go like 40 miles per hour.
Because they do. Have you ever seen any? Nobody goes slow on the scooter.
No,
it's not a gentle stroll.
It's not.
Through anywhere, wherever the scooters are. But downtown is very, you know, prominent with scooters. They're going roughly 40 miles an hour in and out of traffic, on the sidewalk, out of, in between parked cars, live cars, moving cars,
like,
this car, fire hydrant.
Didn't we talk to them? The maximum's like 17 or something. But you
times
always,
three.
It's not. Anyway, the Segways are being recalled. Are those Segways?
Aren't those like Paul Blart? Isn't that a Segway?
They're not called Paul Blart.
Aren't those Segways? These aren't Segways out here. Stevie, these Segways?
Oh, you're right. Those are scooters.
Oh, just stand up on you. They look kind of cool, but you look kind of dorky at the same time.
Oh, yeah, because you got to like lean to get them to go.
Yeah, lean back.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's different. Anyway, they've caused everything from bruises to broken bones.
Well, yes. Because we're idiots getting on here trying and you're falling. Anybody? I mean, talk about a random Segway injury. I'm sure that's happened.
Have your kids ever had the hoverboards? Do you ever try that?
No, because I know, yes, they did. And of course, kids are. And then you think
it
to yourself, no, after I saw Mike Tyson years ago fall out of that thing and like run into the wall, I thought to myself, this is why you're 40 plus, you're trying these things and you're not built to do that.
As an adult, it is the worst idea ever. Do not ever try and get on your kid's hoverboard. Never, never. Anyway, Segway's being recalled. They're not safe. Taylor Swift has not posted on her Instagram account since her final tour performance in Vancouver in December until now. This weekend, she posted an Instagram story with a photo of Selena Gomez's new album. I loved you first, or I said I loved you first. And then she put the caption, I love this album so much. Oh my God. This was her longest disappearance from social media since 2016, prior to the release of her Reputation album.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Good Monday morning to you. We certainly hope your weekend was a good one. It is the Jen and Tim Show on Fridays, and we take pride in this because it is your list. It is you that makes this list great. You that makes this list the best around, because we ask you about Fish Fry Fridays. Tis the season. On Fridays, you go get fish or some seafood, go about it, and there's your Fish Fry Friday. The list is on the Jen and Tim Show page and Star 102 Cleveland pages, all over social media. You can't miss it. Continue to add to them. We love looking at them. There's a new fish. We had a suggestion on Friday. I just want to make sure you didn't miss it. I understand it's Monday. We are several days away from Friday. We're all going through it together. I understand. Never heard of this fish in my life, but it was brought up on the air Friday as we ended the show.
It was, first of all, it is not a new fish. Second of all,
it's a new fish.
I hate that our show is recorded. You could play this back. I made a mistake, okay? I didn't. Listen. There was a typo in the message. I simply just read the message. I'm not a fish connoisseur. And then you know what? You, knowing exactly what I did and not addressing it and just being as sassy as you are and letting it go the way you did is so ridiculous.
I just want to know if you have heard of this particular type of fish, whether it is breaded, whether it is deep fried, whether it is grilled.
It's not real.
It might be new to you. It was new to me on Friday. That is next on Star 102. Don't miss that. So let's rewind just a little bit to the end of Friday's show. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Good morning. It's the Jen and Tim Show.
It's so nice that people participate in the show. It's
love
so nice
it.
We get messages. A lot of times we read those messages because sometimes that's the best way to get in touch with us. You send us a DM. And that's what we were doing, talking about a Fish Fry Friday.
So this is it. This is only about 44 seconds. This was the last break that we did on Friday. Take a listen. There is apparently a new fish. Isn't it odd during the year? I don't have fish very often, but during a Fish Fry Friday, I am 100% about it. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
I feel exactly the same, and I'm all about the fish. We've been talking about fish fries. We were talking about perch and cod. Angela sent us a nice message on the Jen and Tim Show Facebook page. Here's what she said. She said, this time of year, I miss my mama more. We would catch our own fish, fillet them, homemade beer batter with homemade onion rings. And she said, our house always loved perch, bluegill, and crappie.
And what?
No.
So once again, you can...
You made it weird.
I thought we were doing perch or cod. I didn't see that particular fish.
You made it weird.
There is not a chance I'm eating crappie.
First of all, I can tell just by listening back to that, you knew exactly what was going on. You knew exactly what was going on, and you didn't say anything. You just said you would never eat crappie, and apparently that is not the fish. And she said, our house always loved perch, bluegill, and crappie.
Stop. I'm so embarrassed.
Well, it was the end of the show. We were a little time limit. There's just no way to weigh in on that. So I thought to myself, what is happening? And the worst part about it is that JB's listening to the show, a guy that calls all the time, and he called you out because we thought, maybe we got away with it. And I have to get to that next.
But thank God he called, because by the way, I would have never known, because you, and you can hear the turtery in your voice there, where you're just like, you literally know exactly what's happening.
Wait.
You could have just said, Jen, that's not the name of the fish.
Wait.
He said, our house always loved perch, bluegill, and crappie. No,
and
I don't. No.
So once again, you can.
Listen, wait, what? I talked wait, over that. Play that one more time.
What turtery? Hold on. All right, let me hold on. Here we go.
And she said, our house always loved perch, bluegill, and crappie.
And what?
No.
And so what? Once again, you can. I think I was being helpful.
I think that was the opposite of helpful. I think that's, you knew exactly what happened. You thought, I'll let that go.
So,
because
yeah.
That's ridiculous.
You think you get away with it until you don't get away with it. And what happened? Certainly were called out. As soon as you said that on the air, we get a phone call and it was uncontrollable. That's next on Star 102.
She said, our house always loved perch, bluegill, and crappie.
That's Star 102.
Stop.
You don't have to keep playing it. So apparently, it's not crappy fish.
No.
I mean,
I don't know.
Is,
I don't know, but I've never had it.
Which is good news because it didn't sound like the best fish to eat. I was just reading a message.
There's nobody's ordering that. So then we thought we'd get away with that comment. It's 9:55 on Friday. You know, getting ready to head on to meetings and other.
You
what?
You said we thought we'd get away with it. You thought you'd get away with it.
Yeah.
Laughing at me silently.
And then unfortunately this happened.
Hey Tim, it's called crappy, not crappy.
Why is Jen saying it's called crappy? I thought it was called crappy. I was trying to get her. I was trying to get her to correct herself, and I'm like, "What is happening right now that she called the fish crappy?"
Okay, first
of all, nobody on earth would eat a fish called crappy.
I hate that we are ending the show with this, like where the show is already done.
Listen,
but yes, it's crappy.
Listen, the lady typed crappy.
I'm tuning in Monday morning early just so Jen has to correct herself and say.
Oh my God. I cannot. Tim knew. He knew, and he didn't tell me.
I don't know what I'm going to get. Let me see. I'm going to get some shrimp. Can I get a pound of crappy, please?
You just let it go. I thank you, JB, for calling and letting me know what happened there.
This reminds me of something. This reminds me of something else that I let. This was found out quickly, but this reminds me of something else that I let go for quite a while. And I think it was years before you caught on.
Oh my God, the bowling thing?
It was a bowling term that seemed relevant, but was incorrect. But it was, that's next on Star 102.
She wrote crappy!
It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
You know what? Do not pull that clip. The fact that you've saved that makes me very nervous. She wrote crappy! She did write crappy.
Oh, adding it to the board.
She did. She wrote crappy, and apparently there is a huge debate, crappy or crappie.
I don't know how it came up, but if you get three strikes in bowling, three consecutive strikes, I said it was a turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And then you asked me, is there a name for four? And I said ostrich. You thought it was an ostrich for how long?
Several years.
How did
several
you get found
years.
Out?
Well, I got found out because, oh my gosh, I am like re-mad at you about that. Why would I question that? I'm not a bowler. I don't know a lot of the bowling terms. I knew the turkey because I feel like the turkey is a thing. And you very convincingly said in studio, and was it even on air? I don't even know if it was on air the first time you said it, that four strikes was an ostrich. And then I went bowling, as I never do. And somebody must have got four strikes because I referenced the term and they're like, what are you talking about? An ostrich? And immediately I knew that you had tricked me like 2 years ago. Like, I mean, it was years.
You thought that was an ostrich.
I thought it was an ostrich and I came into work and I called you out the second I brought it up to you and I said the word ostrich, you knew exactly what I was talking about. It's like the longest joke of life.
Yeah.
Like, well played. You knew from 2 years ago that it would be called back, and it was.
And it was called back.
It sure was.
So, there we
go. Just so you know, four strikes in bowling, not an ostrich.
Nope, four bagger. All right, so let's
don't. Is it?
It's a four bagger.
I'm not believing that. Don't.
Yeah, it's a four bagger.
It's not a four. That doesn't sound
Please
right.
DM us. Please okay. DM. What is four strikes?
Don't DM us. DM me. Because I feel like you'll intercept. Is it? That sounds golfy.
We all
golfy.
See the same messages.
Messages about your bowling are coming through, Tim. We have to get back to this at some point. What? Snow White. Somebody's saying it's a ham bone. Is it a ham bone?
Oh, it could be a ham bone, too. Yeah. But four, I mean, because I think you can go four bagger, five bagger. I don't know. I also am not. I think next
Thank
door
you,
Dan
Katie.
Bowls a lot. I don't know that for sure. So.
Katie bowls a lot, and she just
Does
said
she?
Ham bone. Yes.
Man, that's a great term. I'd love to have that as my nickname.
So it's
ham
not
Bone Richards.
You that would fit you, I
wow.
feel like.
Oh, fat reference. That's fine.
No.
Great. There you go.
I don't know why. Just ham bone feels right.
Joining the Jen and Tim show on Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites is David DeFelice, recently retired from NASA's Glenn Research Center in Cleveland, having spent 38 years as an engineer and then leading their Office of Communications. So let's start with what happened. They should have been in space for 8 days. It was almost 300 days.
Well, we have a saying that when I was at NASA, it's just space is hard. And the most important thing is protecting the life of our crew members and such that way. So when you're doing something that's a test flight, you're going to be cautious and take every possible precaution. So, the idea was, to do a test flight, test this brand new rocket. So we would have an alternate means of getting crews back and forth to the space station and Earth. And overall, the mission went well in terms of getting the crew up there. But while they're going up there, the new Boeing Starliner spaceship, which is kind of a traditional capsule type thing, had various issues, some valves and such that were leaking, and enough other kind of glitches along the way that they had some concerns about the potential for crew safety if those things were to, you know, malfunction and you leak out too much of the propellant and other gases that they need to control the spacecraft. There's a potential risk of having the crew, stranded.
Absolutely. So the next question, which is next, is how do they have enough food? How do they have enough water? And why haven't we heard from them since? That's next. Talking about the astronauts that were stranded in space. It should have been an 8-day mission. It was a 280-plus day mission. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim show.
Here's my biggest question. Why haven't we heard anything since they've been back? Where are they? What are they doing? How are they?
R&R. First thing to do is get them back to Houston, the homes and their families. And there's generally a welcome ceremony there that, so they can kind of reunite with everyone, go through some initial medical screenings. Obviously, they were monitoring their health all along, the mission and throughout, they even monitor the health on the ride home and such that way. So along with their other crewmates from Crew 9, they did some checkout to make sure they're good and everyone's fine to travel, put them on an airplane, get them to Houston, get them home to their families.
Final question, how they have enough food and water. That's next. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim show. Final question for David DeFelice, if you're just joining us. Recently retired from NASA's Glenn Research Center here in Cleveland, having spent 38 years as an engineer and then leading their office of communications.
So how did they have enough food and water while they were up there?
So it's not an unlimited supply, but not a severely limited supply either. So it wasn't like we were sending them out to like this remote outpost in the middle of Antarctica and they weren't supposed to be there that long. Oh my goodness, what do we do? We're basically sending them to a hotel slash laboratory in space where they already had food supplies anyway. You want to make sure you are aware that Sunny was born in Euclid, Ohio. And so she's our one of our Ohio astronauts that we're very proud of. And then the folks I used to work with over at NASA Glenn has various technologies that were part of this mission as well. So a lot for our local Cleveland folks to be proud of.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.